Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello, creepies, and welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 153. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Sean and Nate, Nate and Sean.
Yes.
How's it going?
It's good.
See how I did both of us. I want to see who was the first to say something.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
who's on it?
I kind of crossed
who's
it up.
Who's there and who's not? I'm here.
You guys are doing all right, though?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah, we got a little mini here.
Yeah.
Right? A little mini action.
Speed it up. We got to go.
We got a little.
He's like a speed bag.
Got a little mini action. Yeah, it's been a fun night. Had a little night, fun guest chat, didn't we?
That's right.
Good deal. Let's get right to it.
Mm-hmm.
Since it's a mini, Sean, do the honors of
doing the honors,
yeah, like you always do every week.
Okay, that's right.
What am I talking about?
That's fair. This is gonna be my pick, but courtesy of Betsy Kolakowski.
Oh,
because
good
this
friend
is
Betsy,
Oklahoma City based, right? Mm-hmm. And it's called the Hatchet House.
The Hatchet House.
Hatchet House.
So, that's recommendation right. From good old Betsy.
That's right.
Thank you, Betsy.
And I'm not going to tell too much about it because it would give a lot of it away. So,
okay.
We're going to have some fun talking about it. But the Hatchet House is a spooky urban legend about a street in Oklahoma City where the terrible murder of a young girl is supposed to have occurred.
Hmm.
That's all I'm going to say.
That's not good.
It's not. It's actually terrible.
Yeah, no, it's real terrible.
Thanks a lot, Betsy.
Yeah, thanks.
Bringing us down. We were so up, and now we're down.
Yeah.
That's all right. We'll forgive her.
So, who wants to start?
I'd say it's located, I believe, on Carrie Place.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So. The little girl's name was Carrie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there it is. Little Carrie.
Little Carrie.
You found her.
Oh. Little Carrie.
1901 Carrie Place.
Man.
And it is named the Hatchet House because of distinctive hatchets carved into the shutters, framing its windows.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, isn't it?
The mark of the original owner's trade.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So, yeah.
They kind of, it seems like they feed into it, but then, yeah, it's supposed to have a story behind it.
Mm-hmm.
But it gets pretty wild. Had you guys ever heard about this place before?
No.
I had not until Betsy pointed out to me.
No.
But I want to get some of the shutters.
Yeah, they are kind of cool looking. But, yeah. This says, there is supposedly a street in Oklahoma City called Carrie Place, where rumor has it a little girl named Carrie was murdered. And to this day, late at night, you can see her ghost walking around or playing in the backyard. The story begins in the late 1950s when little Carrie stayed after school one evening to play on the swings. While playing there alone, she was spotted by a crazy man who was carrying an axe or a hatchet, who knows. He approached the little girl, but she managed to escape the insane man's evil clutches and ran down the street screaming for help. The little girl ran from house to house, pounding on the doors and windows and begging the people inside to help her. Unfortunately, the residents were all too terrified to open their doors for the little girl, and the axe-wielding murderer chased her down and caught her just as she reached her own home. This is where it gets even more disturbing. On her own front porch, little Carrie was murdered by the man with the hatchet.
Mm.
The killer chopped up her body and stuffed her remains inside a big flower pot that stood outside her front door. Whew. Thanks a lot, Betsy. According to legend, the white porch of little Carrie's house was completely covered in blood, and no matter how many times her parents washed and scrubbed it, the stains could not be removed. To add to the spookiness, little Carrie's body parts are said to be buried in the backyard of the Hatchet House, and the neighborhood was renamed Carrie Place in her memory. It says, the other thing, this will tell this too, but shortly after the murder, something strange happened to every house on the block where the residents had ignored Carrie's desperate pleas for help as she fled from her killer. The people in the houses woke up one morning to find their front porches had been painted red.
Mm, yeah.
So who did that? Did the ghost do that?
So, yeah. So some crazy person, some guy supposedly killed her.
Mm-hmm.
It is said by the legend. It says, a man went into, they call it a homicidal craze, after he saw the hatchets on the shutters. So back then, hatchets were a symbol supposedly used by devil-worshipping cults who brainwashed their followers into committing violent works. That's crazy and disturbing. And then, of course, yeah, it said the driveway and front porch are painted red to hide the existence of the crime to this day, since the blood from Carrie's head wound could not be cleaned up. It said the little girl is said to have been buried in one of the yards on the street, but no one knows which. And according to legend, she haunts the surrounding houses to this day. Since she was taken from the playground at the school, rumor has it that on some nights she can be seen swinging on the swings and so sobbing uncontrollably. That's terrible.
She was taken out.
I know.
Too early.
How old was she again? What was the age?
I can't remember.
Or it might not have said at all.
I don't know that it says.
What a crazy story, though.
Yeah, there's another legend that says if you say, Carrie, come out to play.
Oh, no.
The girl's spirit makes its presence known. In fact, when recited at the Gatewood Elementary School playground, the swings, now replaced by a gymnasium, were reported to swing back and forth.
Oh.
Mm.
Man.
Said you can hear her haunting screams, too, sometimes from around that area. But they said every Halloween, well, you're saying, chanting that, every Halloween, local children flock to the historic district of Carrie's Place trying to find the notorious house with the hatchet cutouts on its shutters. They go from door to door trick-or-treating, but when people open their doors, instead of saying trick-or-treat, the kids ask, can little Carrie come out to play?
Not good.
Spooky.
Spooky. Yeah, creepy.
So you think that she took it out on the people that didn't answer their doors and painted their porches red?
Yeah.
I think that's creepy.
I agree, yeah.
I think it's a little girl.
It says Carrie Place is only 2 blocks long. But it is a narrow street. The architecture, Gothic streetlights, and even the street signs all work to create an environment that sets it apart from the rest of Oklahoma City. Mm-hmm. It says, throw in a few well-told ghost stories, and it's little wonder the neighborhood attracts hundreds of trick-or-treaters each year. And it says visitors even, they tour the homes on the Gatewood Home and Garden Tour. They should not feel terribly surprised if they feel like they are not quite alone. Cheryl Davis is quoted saying, I think we all have ghosts in our houses, said Cheryl. One of the chairmen, she is a chairman of this year's home tour. When I had my home on the tour 1 year, a lady told me about taking care of a woman who had passed away in the house. Sometimes, Davis says, she feels someone passing by her in her house, which is not on this year's tour. Said, my son would not sleep in his room for years because he felt someone in the room. Sometimes the closet door would creak open and he'd really be upset, she said. And then it got, and she goes into, says one of the longest lived spooky stories is about the 9-year-old Carrie, who lived in what's called the Hatchet House, said this house will not be open for the tour. So the whole kind of that little stretch sounds like something's going on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The, current owner, I believe he's still the current owner, him and his wife, Bill Bullby. He said not long after they moved in and bought the house, he was taking a shower and he heard some strange noises, so he got out, put his robe on, and went to one of the windows facing out to the street, and out in the street were like a group of girls like worshiping the house, and one single guy behind all the girls.
Oh,
that's weird.
I'll make a movie about this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right?
Or somehow, like, you know, why they say, like, based on a true story, but kind of changed the story
loosely
a little bit.
Loosely based. Right,
That's creepy.
You guys see the story about the gangster?
Hmm.
No?
Mm-mm.
Well, apparently another story and legend is that a gangster used to live at the house.
Mm. Oh.
And he was shot at and I believe killed through one of the windows. And no matter how many times they replace that window, it keeps cracking.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't see that at all. Mm-hmm.
No. There is somebody says that they think, again, they don't really know exactly, but said the story continues that Carrie was buried under the swings at the Gatewood School.
Bowlby,
who you had said, Nate, the owner says, if you look at night, one of the swings may start moving all by itself. Says part of the family's Halloween decorations include a tombstone with a hatchet that reads, "Rip Carrie."
Oh.
Says, some people don't like to walk down the street, Bulby said, but we've had years and years when students from Oklahoma City University would rather gather out in front of, but we've had years and years when students from Oklahoma City University would gather out front on Halloween and call Carrie. Carrie, come out to play, like you had said.
That's creepy.
I know. So, I don't know if she is buried under the swing set or not. That's scary.
It says, despite the legend's popularity, the truth behind the Hatchet House remains unclear. Some claim that the event was fabricated, while others believe it to be a true and tragic tale. Regardless of its origins, the Hatchet House has become a staple of Oklahoma City's haunted history, attracting visitors and thrill seekers from around the world. The Hatchet House, Oklahoma, is a chilling reminder of the darker side of human nature and the tragic events that can occur in our lives. Whether or not the legend is based on fact, It has become an integral part of Oklahoma City's folklore, captivating the imagination of many and leaving a lasting impact on those who visit the haunted location. So, okay, I am going to say it. Thanks, Betsy.
Yeah.
We've gone from thanks a lot, Betsy, to
thanks, Betsy.
Thanks, Betsy.
It was all right. No, that was a good... Well, creepy story.
A lot of legends, at least.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. The part that the weird is the guy kind of went insane or felt like he was compelled to attack her because of what the shutters, like they said, like the cult.
Uh-huh.
Cults were, devil worshiping or whatever. It's kind of weird. A little odd. I think the whole story is odd, but.
Yeah. That's a lot odd.
And then creepy with kids saying, come out, Carrie, come out to play and whatever. It's like, ugh. Yeah, do you, Nate, Sean, any other things to add to the story that you see?
No, I think it makes for a great urban legend, though.
Yeah, I agree.
If nothing else.
If it is true, it's very, very sad. And if it's not, it's still very, very creepy. Very cool.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I hate to have a 9-year-old little girl get murdered like that, or murdered at all, but, well, I like it. Thanks, Betsy. We'll say that. We'll just say, thanks, Betsy.
Just very, yeah. It could go either way.
Yeah, and it's up to the creepies to decide which way.
And for Betsy to decide.
Yes. No, that was cool.
I don't know if I'm going to have anything to do with these guys anymore.
That's right. No. I enjoyed that. We haven't really done an urban legend in a while. Like something like that, Anyway, Nate.
Yeah.
Help us out here, brother.
Carrie, come out and play. And that's a wrap.
Kind of creeped me out.
Kind of.
Shoo. Kind of said that in a creepy way, Nate. Thank you, Nate. And we want to thank you, creepies, for listening to Middle Age Mini 153 and our discussion on the creepy Hatchet House in OKC. And until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.